What's up, guys? This is Cliff, and today I'm here to talk about how not to fail the bar exam. The number one thing you can do to not fail the bar exam is something that you would never imagine. It's something that it was just completely inverse to what everybody would think they need to have done. And that I'm going to tell you. But first, I want everybody to take a moment and think about what you don't need to pass the bar exam, and that's to crush the like button. So if you could, at this point, crush the like button, it really helps me get other people this video. So crush the like button now and we'll get started with the video. So first things first, you're gonna wanna work on your sleep. And your sleep is made up of wakefulness and non-wakefulness. Right? Actually, the act of sleeping. Well, we can't do much with the act of sleeping. So what we can do is we can focus on what we're doing when we are awake, and that being limiting our coffee. You can also limit your alcohol. Going to bed tipsy has shown to disrupt our rhythms when we're sleeping. Also, and probably the most important thing and the biggest change in our lives would just be going outside in the morning. When you go outside in the morning, the light hits your eyes. It's enough light to trigger your body to then get the hormones in your body to say, look, it's time to get awake. We're going to start moving for the day. What else you can do is go to bed and go outside before you go to bed. The light level is low and that triggers your body to say, look, it's time to go to bed. Okay, so you do those things and you can get a better score on your bar exam just from getting better sleep. Sleep is directly connected to mental health, purely to mental health and also memory. Right? And so your memory, the better memory you have, the better you'll do on your bar exam. It also might have the additional side effect of increasing your relationships in your life and helping you move on from things in your past that you were holding on to. So you're getting all these benefits from getting better sleep. You also want to play to your strengths. Your strengths are what's going to have you pass the bar exam. Your weaknesses is something that you cannot control a lot and everybody is going to have. But what you do want to do is make sure that whatever you're good at, you're really good at. If you're great at multiple choice like I am, you're going to want to do an infinite amount of multiple choice, and you're going to want to do multiple choice over a long period of time before you have to take the bar exam. If you're a writer, same thing. You're going to want to do lots of practice essays over a long period of time and make sure that those practice essays are going to be on topics that are likely going to be on the bar exam, and you're going to want to do a ton of them. Exercise. I know it sounds cliche, but a little bit of exercise, a leisure exercise, is going to go a long way for you. If you do too much exercise, you're going to not have enough calories. You're going to already have burned too many calories in order to focus your efforts on where it needs to be, which is the bar exam. So keep your exercise leisurely, but definitely do exercise leisurely. Do not let your law school success fool you. If you think that you are just the smartest apple in the classroom, you might be, but that doesn't mean you're going to pass the bar exam, because it has nothing to do with your success in law school. The bar exam has a very specific set of rules, a very specific set of standards that they want to see, and the only way to get good at those is to take the bar review courses. So definitely focus on the bar review courses to your utmost ability, even if you were the best student ever in law school. And the opposite applies. Just because you did poor in law school doesn't mean you're going to fail the bar exam, you know, and that is the reverse for somebody who's smart. They may say, I'm super smart. I did really good in law school. I don't have to study that hard on the exam. That would be a very sad, sad deal, because, you know, you don't get any career job because you were the best law school student. Just take a million multiple choice questions, okay? Even if you're really good at writing, and you're not the best multiple choice person, take a bajillion of them. There's no reason not to. It really teaches you how to be a good student of the bar exam. And the other thing that you want to do is not take a bunch of practice exams at the very end. Don't think, oh, you know, I'm going to learn. I'm going to, you know, get the coursework done. I'm going to watch the videos. And then once it gets closer to the bar exam, I'll start doing my practicing my multiple choice. Terrible idea, okay? You want to start, the very first thing you want to do is start working on your multiple choice, because it's a skill, and you will hone that skill But number two, and probably more importantly, there's only so many multiple choice questions they can put on that bar exam. And if you've kind of seen everything that they could possibly throw out to you, you will do excellent on the bar exam. If you get hit with surprises, that's going to throw you way off during the bar exam. And you want to limit those surprises. And even if you get surprised, you still want to be able to reason and ration your way out of those surprises so that you can, you know, move on to other things that may be easier that you've done in other occasions. So definitely focus on multiple choice from the outset and not when you get to the tail end of your studying. Take your bar review course super duper extremely seriously. If you have a job during this prep, try to not do that job. Try to get out of that job. Don't try to work part-time. Don't try to coach a soccer team, or don't try to, you know, train for a marathon. You are going to need all the energy and focus you can to every day sit down and have wonderful experiences with your bar prep material. So don't think you need to, you know, worry about making money, where you're going to do after the bar exam. It's just one goal, pass that test. And that is the way to do it. So if you're a bricklayer during the morning, or you teach kids during the morning and you take your bar class at night, I can almost guarantee you you're not going to pass, because you're not going to have the energy needed to work with this really, really difficult material. Do some leisure activity that you like to do that doesn't require a bunch of calories to be burned. For me, I like reading. So I read The Hobbit during the bar prep. You probably think, that's crazy. Why would you read a book when you're having to read all these cases and all these statutes and, you know, all of these things? And because by the time you're done with law school, you will need some therapy, because you will have read so many terrible, miserable, awful stories about people losing limbs, losing partners, losing, cases that are just, you know, turns their world upside down, and it never has a happy ending. So if you can read some fiction where it always has a happy ending, and the main character always, you know, wins and saves the day, it's wonderful. And so for me, it was just really refreshed me and allowed me to read all this other stuff that really isn't that enjoyable to read, other than the fact that there's some utility in it because you know how to become a lawyer. So get out there, keep studying your tail off, have a vision, and you're going to be just fine. I didn't know anybody that passed the bar exam before I became a lawyer. I knew a lot of people that had failed out of law school. I probably knew 4 people that had failed law school, or not failed, but dropped out or whatever. And, you know, that has totally changed for me. I know a bunch of lawyers, a lot of people that have passed the bar exam, and it's great. I mean, you can get in there and you can do it and just get over this huge hurdle. And what I can say is, try to think about your mental health, because it is a very challenging time, and understand that it's not just your mental health for now, but your mental health when you become a lawyer in the first few years of being a lawyer, that you're going to want to, do your best to manage, because it really is a management situation. And if you manage it well, you could really just see exponential growth as you become a lawyer and you enter in your career. So good luck. Thanks for listening. And I hope you're ready to pass the bar, because I see it coming. I see it coming up for you.